different passages in Scripture. We start off in James chapter 1.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Then we'll go into 1 Peter chapter 1. James chapter 1, beginning in verse 3.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic...
Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience.
Hallelujah.
And then we'd like to jump over to 1 Peter chapter 1, and verse 7. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Say amen to God's word.
Amen.
You may be seated.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let me try it again.
Yeah. These two verses, they have a couple things in common. One of them which we like to look at tonight, and that is faith. There's another verse of Scripture that reads in 1 Corinthians 16 and 13. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit ye like men, be strong.
Hallelujah. Amen. Come on.
We're all in this faith that these men speak about. Each one of us have faith in something or another. But for you to stand fast and endure trying, you must know where your faith is. There's only one faith in all of history that has stood the test of time. And that is the faith of Jesus Christ.
There you go. That's right. Come on, brother.
And it is not just faith of Jesus Christ, but it's faith in Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Our faith must be placed in one thing alone, and that is the person of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Come
on. Our faith can never be placed in anything that has to do with our works or our religion. It is all in one man, Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. That's right.
Our faith can never be in our fasting, or in our prayer, or even in our faith itself. It cannot be in our church, or the people in our church. It is always in the person, Jesus Christ. I'd like to show you, if I may, seven things tonight that we are in need of from Jesus Christ, and why our faith must be placed in Him alone. I don't want to tarry long because I'm like Brother Woods. I would do want to spend some time in prayer. I was hoping he would say such things tonight. I feel the need for it.
Hallelujah.
First being our existence, our very existence upon this earth.
Yes.
Colossians 1 and 16. For by Him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions, or principalities or powers. All things were created by Him and for Him. He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. This passage is speaking of Jesus Christ, and from it we can gather that Jesus is what keeps all things in order.
Amen.
We don't think a whole lot about it, but when you come down to think about such things, it'll amaze you. We don't think about what keeps the earth spinning. We don't think about what keeps gravity in place. We don't think about what keeps our heart beating. What keeps the solar system moving? What keeps photosynthesis keeps on happening daily? We don't think much about it. But if you stop and think about it, these things cannot exist on their own. They must have a force. Their very laws of physics and laws of nature, as we call them, tells us there must be a force behind everything. Anything that moves, there must be a force that moves it.
Yes.
This force is none alone than Jesus Christ.
Right.
It is foolish for the atheist to think there is no God, because it is impossible for things to happen without a cause.
Come on, brother.
This cause is Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us all things consist by Jesus Christ. Number two, salvation.
Hallelujah.
Romans 5 and 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God.
Hallelujah.
We must realize something in our salvation. Faith in and of itself cannot save us. If it could, it would then be justification by works. Just because we believe does not mean we're saved. Just because we believe in something does not mean we have salvation. It is belief in, once again, the person of Jesus Christ. It is through Christ's death and faith in what He did on the cross that we are saved. If you go on in that chapter, he explains it some more. Verse 8, "But God commendeth His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by His blood justified, we shall be saved from wrath through Him." There is no salvation outside of the blood of Jesus Christ. I know it's something that preached over and over again, but if we're not careful, we will put our trust in our faith. We will put our trust in the very fact that we believe Jesus Christ died for our sins. And this is not salvation. Salvation is an emptying of yourself from your own works and belief towards Jesus Christ as the only one that can save you. Just because we believe does not mean we are saved. It's because we put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ as the one that can save us from all sin, then we have salvation. Number 3, sanctification. Hebrews 10:10, "By the which we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering of oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified." We are sanctified by the offering of Jesus Christ, not by the putting away of things. I do not put away things to be sanctified. No, but I put on the new man, which after God has created in righteousness and true holiness.
Hallelujah.
It is because of the sanctification that has been happening in my soul that I therefore put away. Not because I need sanctification do I put away. No. There can be no release from sin in our own doings. There can be no set free from sin, no salvation from sin in our own will, in our own power. We need the blood of Jesus Christ. And with the blood comes freedom. With the blood comes the ability to live above sin. Man has tried for all time to live above wickedness. They have tried in their own conceits, their own religions, their own power, their own will. But there's only one thing throughout history that has ever set man free. That is the blood of Jesus Christ. There has never been no program, there has never been no will, there has never been no other man who could ever free us from that bondage but Jesus Christ. And number 4, Holy Ghost baptism. Mark 1:8, "I indeed have baptized you with water, but He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost." In this verse, Mark quotes John the Baptist as saying that the baptism that I baptize with is not the end, but there is coming one who will baptize you with something greater than that I baptize. It has been preached, and it is growing more and more every day.
Hallelujah.
The need for Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
It has been burning in the hearts of our leaders, and I'm grateful for it, because we do need Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
More than ever, we need Holy Ghost. The need, the power, the greatness of Holy Ghost can never be underestimated.
Amen.
It can never be put down.
Come on,
it can never be overstated.
Come on.
We need Holy Ghost.
That's right. Amen.
Jesus Christ, I'll say it again as it has been said, made it a point in His ministry to say you need Holy Ghost.
Right.
Over and over and over again, He made a point of saying it. You need Holy Ghost. He would not start His ministry without Holy Ghost. He would not allow the early church to be the church without Holy Ghost. He would not allow miracles and signs and wonders without Holy Ghost. We need Holy Ghost. If we do not have Him, we will cease to be the church. If we do not have Holy Ghost, the church will die. There is no way around it. Without Holy Ghost, we die. Without Holy Ghost, we do not become significant in this world.
Yes, right.
Holy Ghost is what grabs the attention of the sinner. It's by signs and by wonders and by the conviction of Him that men come to repentance. It is not by our own doing. It is not by our own preaching. It is as preached in our tent meeting that it was not the preaching of Peter that grabbed the crowd. It was the power of Holy Ghost. It's what the Holy Ghost did in the believers. That is what grabbed their attention. That is what they say, we want to know more about this. We want to understand this. What is this? Tell us about this. Then Peter stood up and said, this is what it is. This is what it's about. It is by Holy Ghost that anything is done in this earth. The fifth, healing. Healing is to be done in one thing and one thing only. That is the name of Jesus Christ. It is upon His authority that miracles of healing is to be done. Mark 16 and 18, the last part of that verse. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. If you go back in that verse, it says, in My name they shall do these things. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall cast out devils. They shall pick up servants. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. But it's with a qualifier, in the name of Jesus Christ. Without Jesus Christ, there is no healings. It is by His authority that we have been given the power to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. But it shall only be in the name of Jesus Christ and for His glory. You step outside of that realm, it is not going to happen. The devil will laugh at us. He will scorn us. He will put us to shame when we try and step outside the realm of the authority of Jesus Christ. There is no power out there. There is no authority but in the name of Jesus Christ. The sixth, Jesus is the one that brings hope and comfort to my life. Without Christ, there would be no hope. No hope for the sinner. No hope for the sick. No hope for the unsanctified. No hope for the unfilled. And no hope for tomorrow. 1 Corinthians 15 and 19. If in this life only we have hope, we are of all men most miserable. Jesus is our hope. Jesus is our reason for living. He is our reason for getting up in the morning. He is the reason we breathe. He is the reason we walk and talk. It's for Jesus Christ. For the hope not only of salvation from this world through death or the rapture, but in hope that we might please Him. In hope that we might do His will. In hope that we might do His will for His glory.
Yes.
It is for Jesus Christ that we do anything on this earth.
Yes.
He must become our all.
Hallelujah.
If we have hope in anything else but Jesus Christ, it will fail.
Amen.
It is going to come down.
Amen.
The name of men, it's going to fall. The name of church, it's going to fall.
On,
name it our own will, it will fall.
On,
you can
brother.
Bet on it. You can guarantee it. It will fall.
Yes.
Let us place our hope, our only hope, all our eggs in one basket, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In that person,
Amen.
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Everything else will fail. Let us settle it in our minds. There is no hope outside of Jesus Christ. When we talk to the sinner man in hope of him being set free, let it always be, there is no hope outside of Jesus Christ. When we pray for the sick, let it always be, there is no hope out of Jesus Christ. When we pray for the baptism of the Holy Ghost for people, let it be, there is no hope outside of Jesus Christ. We can never hope on anything but Jesus Christ. And number seven, Jesus is the reason I look for the resurrection. Apart from Christ, there is no hope for the future. There is no hope apart from Jesus Christ. We can think of better times to come. We think of it will get better in time. But in the end, when all else fails, when all this world is burned, there is only one name which we can stand upon, Jesus Christ. There is no hope of salvation. There is no hope of resurrection except for Jesus Christ. Our whole religion, if I could put it that way, our whole system of living, our whole daily exercise in this faith is in Jesus Christ. There is nothing else. There can be nothing else. Anything else will fail. We must place our all in Jesus Christ. Christ. He is the reason we exist. He is the reason we are saved. He is the reason we are sanctified. He is the reason we are Holy Ghost filled. He is the reason we are healed. He is the reason we have comfort. He is the reason we have hope for a new day. It is Jesus Christ. I'll reiterate it again. Apart from Jesus Christ, there is nothing. There is no hope of salvation. There is no hope of power to live above sin. There is no hope to fight back the enemy. There is no hope of salvation. There is no hope of resurrection. There is no hope of healing. There is no point for us to gather in these altars tonight and pray for the healing apart from Jesus Christ. It's by Him and for Him do we even exist. The whole reason for man's existence is for Jesus Christ. It's to glorify Him. You can get all thoughts of selfishness out of your way, of building up your name and of putting up your own kingdom. That's not our reasoning. That's not our reason to live. It is for Jesus Christ. That's why all else will fail. That's why all other goals will not attain unto what we need. It's because we were made for one purpose and one purpose alone. Glorify Jesus Christ. If you all would please stand. I do want us to come and pray tonight. And for my dad, many of you know, it's no secret, he's going down here fast. There is no hope outside of Jesus Christ for him. If Jesus doesn't heal him, I'll just be plain, he's going to die. That's where it's at. We're not trusting in anything else. My dad made the decision long ago not to go back for chemo. And we supported him every way, and every way we could. The thing about it is now, no one can get glory but Jesus. When healing comes, there is no name that can take the glory for this. There is no doctor. There is no medicine. There is no operation. There is nothing that can save my dad but Jesus Christ. And I'm not worried about that. That does not put fear in my heart. It bolsters faith. I believe Jesus. I believe Him with all my heart. I would not be standing up here if I did not. I'm not going to pray unless I believe Him. I don't want Him to be healed by anything else, to tell you the truth. I don't want no one else to get the glory. Far too long, doctors have been getting glory. Far too long, men have. I'm ready to see the name of Jesus Christ glorified. I'm ready to see it lifted up, put it on the pedestal it deserves. This is a chance for it. This is an opportunity to give Christ all the glory. I'm looking for it. I've prayed in faith many times. And until it happens, I'm going to keep on praying. Papa, until He says to stop praying, I'm going to pray again. Until He says to stop fasting, I'm going to fast again. I will not give up until Jesus Christ says to. I believe He's going to heal him. I believe it with all my heart. Till Jesus Christ tells me otherwise, I will continue to believe. We're going to see it. Jesus Christ is the only hope for revival. He is the only hope to see this nation in some way or another saved. He is the only hope we have. We do not need to put it in our methods. We do not need to put it in our style of preaching. We do not need to put it in our praying. We do not need to put in our fasting. There is one thing that can save men. Jesus Christ. Let us come and pray. Glory to God. Hallelujah.